Good day, everybody. It is a happy day today. It is Tuesday. I am so pumped for this session. We're going to talk about memberships. What is a membership? Why do you want one? And what does it look like? How do you create a successful membership that doesn't involve the dreaded churn problem? All right, let's talk about it. So memberships are freaking awesome. Memberships are incredible. Here's the thing, right? So when you are, Here's my notes. So when you have a membership, what happens is that you, what does it mean? First of all, it means that your people are paying you month after month to stay in your program, versus when you're selling stuff one off, you're just like, you sell a course, you get money for that course, boom, you get that money one time, it's done. Now you need to sell either a new person that course, or you need to sell that person something else. All right. So what that means is, like, you make a sale, boom, it's like you get the money, it's great, but you need to keep doing, keep moving, keep getting new people into the fold in order to make money. The problem is that it's a lot harder work. It also is misaligned with your clients, with your customers. Because your customer, like, now your incentive is not to, you know, double down on serving the people who buy your course. Your incentive is to go find another customer that you can sell something else, or sell them more stuff, whether they maybe need it or not. Whereas if you have a subscription, I'm not saying you would ever do that. But some people do. And what I like to do is align our interests with our clients' interests. And the way that you do that is with a subscription, because now you get paid when people stay in your program, which means they're happy, which means they're getting results from what you're doing. So some people go as far as saying, if you don't have subscription, you don't have a business. And I think that's maybe a little stiff, but it's a good way to think about it. It's like, if you don't have a subscription, then you have to keep promoting, keep doing stuff. Unless you're like Starbucks and you're tapping into someone's addiction, in which case they're going to keep coming back and you're everywhere and all of that, right? So that works there. But if you look at, you know, a lot of the biggest companies, Netflix, you know, Apple, Netflix is obviously a subscription business, has always been, right? That was the whole thing, that when they did DVDs by mail, it was a subscription service, whereas Blockbuster was not, right? Blockbuster was you come visit the store when you need a video, and then you rent and you have to return it, right? Netflix very, very smartly said, let's make a subscription, get people to pay us monthly, and then you just have however many DVDs outstanding, you send them back and you get a new one from the queue, right? Brilliant move. And it works super well. So in your bit, Apple too, actually, is moving more and more towards subscription, right? They have all kinds of subscription offers. They have iCloud, they have Arcade, they have all these different products that they've now combined. Apple TV, they've combined into this Apple One offer. And, you know, for them, having that subscription revenue gives a lot of stability, right? So if you don't do any promotions in a month, well, you're still gonna have money coming in that month, right? Even if you are not the greatest at promoting, but you have people in your membership already that you're serving and that's still getting value from what you're doing, you know, they're going to keep staying there, right? So you're going to keep getting money from those people. Over time, some people are going to drip out, but you can also get people to come in. So let's look at it a little bit here graphically. What does it look like when you have subscriptions? So if we have, let's see here. This is money. Go away that thing. And this is time. Sounds like my dog may need my attention over there. Yasmin? I don't know. So over time, let's say you start by making this much month one, right? And so if you keep a certain percentage, like a high percentage, and then you lose a few and that's fine, but then you add a few more, then the next month you have more. the next month you have more, and then it grows over time like this, right? So it compounds. But then if you add this other component where now let's say that there is some sort of viral component to this, right? So now we have money here and we have time out here. So maybe there's something where people are actually telling people, other people about it. Now you get that built-in promo so that you can grow, you know, even faster as you scale. Of course, it's going to tap out at some point, but you can really get something that can grow very, very fast. So that's part of the benefit of doing subscription, of doing a membership. So what is a membership for people like you and I? Well, it's like, where a course is just, you know, you sell people this program. Hang on, I need to close the door. Okay. There we go. So of course you sell people something one time, right? But a membership, and then like they buy the course, and they get access to it, and then they go through it, they don't. In a membership, you're dripping out content over time as they need it. And there's probably some course content. There's probably some ongoing group coaching programs, but you're not giving people just like a massive dump of content. What you want to do is you want to drip it out over time. And that's basically what the membership is, right? So a lot of people get scared and think, oh crap, I have to do a truck ton of content now. No, you don't. Actually, the opposite is the case, because the most common reason that people quit a membership is that there's just too much stuff and they can't keep up with it. And it's like, they're like, it's too much. I don't have time to go through all this. And then they cancel just because it's too much, right? So you're actually better off giving people fewer things. So you know, you don't have to create a ton of content. And a lot of people also are scared, like, oh my God, it's going to take a lot of time to manage this membership. It doesn't. Like, you need to do some work up front, but then it can take very little time to manage it. One of my friends, Kazim, created a membership called Neato Marketing, where he teaches Montessori schools to do marketing, and it costs him like maybe like an hour a week at max to maintain this. And then he has an admin that does some other maintenance, and that's it. Like, it's very little, but it keeps bringing in revenue every single month, and it keeps delivering results for his members. So that is the power of memberships. It's really amazing. So if you don't have a membership, you want one. By the way, I want to say here up front, I'm doing a masterclass on Thursday this week, so on the 12th of October at 2 p.m. Eastern. I'll drop a link here below where I'm going to teach all about how to build your membership, how to define it, how to define that core offer, and how to fill it, and how to set it up, and all those things. So be at that masterclass on Thursday. Very important. Sign up for that. Let me just see here. I should have set up a short link, shouldn't I? Maybe I'll do that right now while you're on here with me. Let me set up a short link for you guys so you can just sign up right there. Here we go. Copy link, and then short links. There we go. And create one. Redirect to that one. So OSM. Here we go. Let's see if that works. Yeah. So if you go to smpl.ro/OSM. Okay, that was a little bit of a cryptic one. But anyway, go to that URL, smpl.ro/OSM. That is Operating System Masterclass. To join that class, I'm going to show you everything about setting up your membership, building it, marketing, launching it the right way. So anyway, so back to the membership stuff. What I love about it is that it transforms your business into being what I call success as a service. So I have a SaaS company, software as a service. But you think of that as a success as a service, right? You get paid in proportion to the amount of success that you can deliver for your people. Every business exists to solve a problem and deliver a result for people. Every single one. It's the only reason that we're ever in business is because we solve a problem, right? Starbucks solves a problem of like, oh, I feel a little sluggish. I need some coffee to get going in the morning. You really don't, but people think they do. And so Starbucks has a big business. You know, we at Sinclair exist to solve the complication of running an online business where you like, in most cases, people need a bazillion different tools. And showing them, actually, you don't, we make it really simple by having everything in one platform, right? Sinclair OS, this framework that I'm building, exists to solve the problem of complication when it comes to your marketing strategy and just make it really simple for you to understand exactly what you need to do to be successful. And that is actually the key to your membership as well, right? It's not about the content. It's about what is the result that you're delivering? What is the transformation that you're delivering from what to what, and how can you deliver that as fast and effective as possible? So going back to the drawing board here, right? Think of it this way. So you have here, we have a person here that's, I hope this will expand as I do this. Let's see. So over here is someone who is, come on, do this, yeah. This person is not super happy because they have a problem, right? So they're here today. And now over time, look at that, they expand. Over time, you're gonna get them over here where they're happy because they have the result, right? And in between are gonna be a number of steps that they need to take. But this is the promise of your membership, right? This is the success criteria. You're taking them from here, from over here, where he is not happy to, or she, right? Over there where they're happy. That's the journey. And so what you need to do is in your membership, rather than just sell them, toss in a shit ton of content. It's like, oh, I got this course and that course and also this thing and that thing and this thing. What you need is a success path. And so what that is very simple. It's just what are the steps? What are the different milestones, right? Over here, they have problem. Over here, they're happy. They have the result. What are those markers on the way, right? What is the milestone? Meaning, like, what are their criteria? How do you know where they are? Which stage they're in, right? And then there is the action, is the steps to take to progress. Right, so you identify for each of these milestones, how do you know if someone is in this part of the journey or not, or where they're at? How do you know if they've reached this milestone? I'm gonna put this up here so it's easier to see. And what are the steps they need to take in order to get to the next milestone? If you map this out, these stages, and don't make it more than like somewhere between 3 and 7, 5 is a good number. If you do that, then people know exactly what they need to do, and then they're going to stay on, and it's going to be motivating for them. Like, okay, right, I got here. Now I need to go next step and next step and next step. Like when I was a kid, I did some martial arts, right? And they gave me a belt, and then I won the blue, I started with a white belt, I think. And then I got the yellow belt, and then there's a red belt or a blue belt or whatever. I forget what it is, right? But there are stages and clearly defined milestones. And when you have that success path, then people are going to stick because they want the result. So if you're actually delivering on that result, they're going to stick. And then if you keep having more, like if you're, we're all in one of the big three, right? We're all either helping people with health or wealth or relationships. And there's always another level with those, right? You can always get better health. You can always get better more wealth, you can always get better relationships. So there's always another level. So there's no need for them to ever go leave this. As long as you keep delivering, as long as you have something that takes them to that next level, you can keep going. And that can be like a second level of your membership. It can be like your high ticket, whatever. And we don't need to get into all that stuff right now. Just to understand that memberships are the shit, and you want to get people, you want to have a membership because it creates like compounding returns over time, and it creates incredible stability in your business, right? It creates incredible focus on your business. So if you don't have a membership, your number one goal should be to create a and build a membership as the core of your business, where you're teaching people over and over again. That needs to be your number one mission. Build that membership. It's not that hard. Maybe you're thinking, I don't have enough of an expert. I'm not enough of an expert to like lead a membership. Chances are you are. And if you're committed to your journey and to leading your people, like we're all, as leaders of our tribes, we're always evolving, always learning new stuff, right? So when I do this with Simplero Academy, for example, which is my one of my memberships, I have Simplero as a membership, and then I have Simplero Academy as a membership. So Academy is the coaching program on top of Simplero that teaches people how to implement the frameworks that I'm talking about here. And I, like both in Simplero, we're constantly learning about new things and that we want to do, be able to do in the platform. A lot of it, most of it, from our members who are telling us, oh, we want to do this, we want to do that, right? And then in Simplero Academy as well, like I'm constantly learning new techniques and I'm building out the framework that I call Simplero OS, the entrepreneurial framework, building that out over time. And that's going to keep happening. And that, as our members come and say, hey, like, I want to do this, then I'm like, great, let me go research that for you and figure that out and then bring it to you. And, you know, maybe I tried it myself, maybe I haven't. Either way, I'm just going to be honest about it. I'm like, hey, I went to all these sources, found the best things on like that I could find of resources on this, and I brought it to you, and here's what I came up with, and here's where I picked it from. Now go execute it, go play with it and see what that does for you, right? In most cases, you want to be the guinea pig and do that, but honestly, you can totally be like a reporter type person as well that goes out and finds it and does the research and then delivers it to people. It's incredible value for people. So you are probably plenty of an expert, and if you're committed to continue to grow, then it's going to be fantastic. Another thing people think is like, oh, it's going to like, you know, take a lot of time managing it and community and all that stuff. No, what happens, which is so beautiful, is that as people get into your membership, and you're going to see some people kind of bubble up, and that's where you recruit your moderators and your coaches, and then they can help, you know, do a lot of the work and facilitate it, et cetera, so that you remain that leader and that person that is attractive to people, that they want to follow, that they want to, you know, that gets people in. But then you can delegate a lot of it. And it's a great way to recruit people for your team that come up through your membership. It's amazing, right? You get the best people. They're already fully bought into your mission and your values and everything that you do. It's incredible. Another belief that people have is that it's really hard to get people into, and it's really not, when you do it right. And the right way to do it is to give people a really strong reason to join now. Give them an incredible bonus, something that they really, really want. There is a, let me see if I can find that actually. There is a, the football phone here, if you look that up, was a thing that Sports Illustrated magazine did years ago. It was like, you know, buy a year's subscription to the magazine and you get this football phone. And it was like a really fun kind of thing. And it worked like gangbusters. And this is like, you know, Perry Belcher calls it a premium. Like it's basically a bonus, right? And it's like, hey, like, join my membership and you'll get this incredible bonus, like something that people really want right now. And then they join your subscription in order to get it. And it's the reason for them to try it. So this stuff is not that complicated and you really need to do that. And again, show up at the masterclass on Thursday, smpl.ro/OSM. Should have come up with a better link, like simplero.com/masterclass or something like that. Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll go set that up right now. So Simplera.com/masterclass. It would be a lot easier. Let me go do that. Thankfully, in Simplera, it takes like 2 seconds to set this stuff up. So add a redirect here, masterclass. And then I just need to grab the URL again to the actual event. .ro/OSM. Wait, did I copy that? Oh shit, I made that. I copied the wrong link for the other one. So, oops. So I need to fix the other link now too. I messed up the short link. Sorry guys. Just copy pasted the wrong link here. Let me see here. How do I go edit that here? All right, now the other one is fixed as well. All right, so here we go. So you now have a short link. Simplera.com/masterclass will take you to that, register for that masterclass. All right, so it's really easy to set up, but if you copy paste the wrong thing in there, it for some reason is not gonna work. I don't know, it's really weird, right? Hey, did that? Oh, masterclass, there we go. Yeah, Simplera.com/masterclass is the new link for you to use. So anyway, show up for the masterclass and I'm gonna teach you all about how to create the offer for your membership and how to get people into it and how to set it up. It's like, it's really easy. People really overcomplicated it and it's so simple when you just do it right. Like, and that's what we do here. We just make things simpler. So I'm gonna take the whole thing about memberships and launching it and creating the offer and just make it super duper simple. That happens Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern. That would be 11 a.m. Pacific. That would be 8 p.m. Central European time. It would be, I don't know what, in Australia and New Zealand, all over the world. We try to hit sort of the sweet spot of our audience, but we're not gonna get everybody. There is going to be a replay, but there is a, you know, there is something for people who actually show up live. So I would highly encourage you to show up live and stay through the end. I'm going to announce it here. I'm going to try this. So, this is a tip that I got from Jason Flatlian, which is give away $100 to 5 people just for staying through the end. So I'm going to try that. So 5 people who choose to stay through the end, randomly, I'm going to pick, you know, 5 of those people and give out a gift card for $100. So let's try that. So reason to show up live, reason to stay on till the end. So there you have it. Let's go. Let's try this thing. Never done that before. Always seemed a little cheesy, but I'm up for trying stuff, even if it seems a little cheesy, if it works. And it gets you to pay attention. It gets you to actually create a damn membership. Then it's worth it to me. I want to see you win. That's why we're doing this. I want to see you crush it and just create an amazing, amazing business and life. That's the whole game. All right. Thank you very much. Talk soon, everybody. See you Thursday on the masterclass. Bye-bye.